Become our friend on Facebook. Post on our wall your thoughts about our shows and network. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
Welcome to Cool Kids Cook with Kid Chef Eliana. Get ready to explore the foodie world with one of the youngest published cookbook authors. We'll share tips, techniques, recipes, and speak to some of the world's top chefs. Now, here is your host, Chef Eliana.
Welcome to the program, Cool Kids Cook, on the Voice America Kids Network. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, a cookbook author, foodie, and your show host. Here's what's happening with me. I have a game on my Facebook page called Figure Out This Food. I post a close-up of the food item, and the first few guesses get a shout-out here. So, congratulations to Corey Lemoyne for guessing Himalayan salt. This past week, I helped my cousins redo and organize their room. Three girls live in one room, and it was a three-day project. Stay tuned, and I'll tell you all about it. I'm so excited to let you all know that I have a very special guest coming to the show. July 29th is the one-year anniversary of Cool Kids Cook, and to celebrate, the legendary chef Paul Prudhomme, a restaurateur, cookbook author, spice mogul, and television star, will be our celebrity guest. I interviewed him this past week face-to-face. It was a great interview, and I can't wait for you to hear it to mark your calendars. Good news, I'm being featured in an article about young chefs in New York Magazine. The issue hits the stands the week of June 17th. I'm hosting a Young Chefs Rock Culinary Camp this July. We'll explore foods from around the world. Every day is a different theme. Garden and do fun crafts. To find out more about Young Chefs Rock Culinary Camp, visit my website at kidchefeliana.com. Now it's time for our interview with Jonelle Galuska, the co-founder of Vivi La Dish. Their mission is to entertain, educate, and inspire you to grow your giggle with Vivi La Dish. The Vivi La Dish website provides interactive tools designed to give children a daily digestible dose of kitchen and wellness education, served with a side of giggle. It just takes a few moments to get through each day's online program. Vivi La Dish provides parents, caregivers, and teachers of 3 to 8 year old children with a simple yet comprehensive approach designed to inspire families to get in the kitchen with a catalog of recipes featuring 5 ingredients or less, introduce children to foods in a way the whole family can enjoy, educate and reward children for healthy choices, and make growing up more fun for kids and their parents. Grow Your Giggle was created with an approach to establish healthy habits and warm memories that will last a lifetime. Thank you so much, Ms. Jonelle, for being a guest on Cool Kids Cook, and welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, my pleasure, too. So, the Vivi La Dish website is so fun and colorful. Can you tell our listeners more about Vivi La Dish and how it all began?
Well, it was a lot of fun between two girlfriends. So myself and the co-founder, Nikki, she's really, I call her the vocabulator, always has something funny, funny name for everything, including all the fruits and vegetables she serves her kids. Well, she gave her daughter a nickname, and the rest is history. Vivi La Dish was born, and it inspired me. I'm a writer. I always have been. I love doing kids' books. I love writing about everything, but especially I love writing for kids, and so it inspired me to write Meet Vivi La Dish. So I heard the nickname, and I thought, oh, you know, this will be a really fun name for this adorable little chef character. You know, maybe she'd be 5 or 6 years old. I wrote the book. I gave it to her, asked her what she thought. She just absolutely fell in love with it, and so did so many people along the way that, like, when, as my friends would hear what we were doing and they thought this character was so cute, they would fall in love with her and they would have ideas. And the next thing you know, one of my best friend's brother's web company was putting together a website for us and we were publishing a book. So we've just been having so much fun with it, and everybody falls in love with her when they get to know our little character.
Wow. And, you know, it's just like everybody's contributing to the idea. And then finally it's like, wow, it's here. Like,
yeah, exactly. I mean, it's just a collaboration between a bunch of excited people, and it came along as we were really developing it. We even found an illustrator, and he fell in love with it. I mean, all these people did it for free. They were just in love with the idea, and we knew that the more that we heard about the childhood obesity crisis, the more we realized, oh my gosh, our character could really help with this because she's just the perfect. There's nothing more empowering than teaching little kids how to cook. So we just thought, for kids' health. So we just thought, what a great adventure. Let's put this on the web and see where it goes. And now we're in schools. We just got approved by the Chicago Public Schools Health Review Committee, and we're going to start being in classrooms in the fall. So we're really excited.
That's amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So that whole thing, that's awesome. It's like it's a whole big collaboration with a bunch of people.
Yeah.
You know, I especially love Vivi's cookbook and Vivi's pantry. I actually contributed a recipe for my jam and jambalaya, which only has 5 ingredients. Can you tell us more about the cookbook?
Yeah, we're really super excited to be hosting that you donated a recipe to our cookbook. Ina Garten, you are joining the ranks of Ina Garten, and we've just had a lot of fun in Guy Fieri. So we've had fun reaching out, and I guess we're inspiring some chefs, and so we were just tickled pink when you agreed to donate a recipe to us. And I just can't believe you're a miracle worker, because you're the first person that got us to put a meat-based fish in our cookbook, number one, but I just can't believe how good it is for 5 ingredients, so I'll have to plug it. But what the cookbook was designed to do is it's designed to inspire. It's supposed to be a foundation for fit foodies. So kids love to cook. There is no more important empowering skill that you can give a child for their health as to getting them in the kitchen. It's going to make them eat healthier because they're not eating as much processed food. They're having fun, and they're going to be more likely to try new foods. And what I mean by that are fruits and vegetables, with lots of parents have issues introducing kids to those. And so this is just a really fun way that we can take the intimidation out of cooking, not just for kids, but for parents, because a lot of us grew up on processed foods, and so we really don't even understand. You know, a lot of us are learning along with our kids how to cook basic things, like how do you blanch broccoli, how do you, you know, basic cooking skills that could empower our health. And so we came up with the idea of Vivi's cookbook, that let's do it in a way that parents can manage the amount of time, because let's face it, when you're 3 to 8 years old, you got lots of creativity, but you don't always have a long attention span. So we decided that everything in the cookbook needed to be 5 ingredients or less, be kid-friendly, and also be a means to educate kids about cooking. So we teach kids about moderation by teaching them sometimes, anytime, everyday food. So we have all 3 of those sort of recipes to help. They have child-appropriate portion sizes, because that's one of the biggest things. We believe everything can be eaten in moderation. So the key to that is teaching us what reasonable portion sizes are, because let's face it, most Americans, the only difference between our diet and a lot of European countries and Americans is that we just consume more. So those are the things we set out to do, is teach kids portion control, moderation, some healthy, you know, kitchen skills, and allergy awareness, and get them in the kitchen and excited about food.
Yes, I mean, I love getting kids excited about food, and like you were saying, 3 to 8 years old, you want to have like a quick meal and something that's really simple that they can help, like they can help the parents with, you know, something that they can do together. And so the 5 ingredient thing, that's a great idea. And so you actually said that I was the first meat dish in the cookbook?
Yes, it's not. You are. We broke our. We thought it's not that we're against meat, but we're like, you know, let's really focus on getting fruits and vegetables, and let's just start there. It's not that we will be expanding it so that there are meat-based dishes and lots of crock pot dishes and lots of fun stuff like that. But you just helped push us over the edge. We're like, oh, we've just got to entertain this because it's too good to be true. 5 ingredient jambalaya, that's really good.
Right, a jambalaya with 5 ingredients. At first I was like, this is crazy. How am I going to make a 5 ingredient jambalaya? I was like, okay, no olive oil. Gotta only do onions because that's got tons of flavor, but I can take out the bell peppers and celery. And I was just like whittling down all of the ingredients, and I was just like, okay, I've got it.
Well, and then you can encourage kids to expand on it. But if you start them off with five, I think you would agree, like, starting simple is probably the best way to get kids excited.
You know, they could, and if they wanted, they could add the bell peppers and the celery, if they, you know, if they want to. And, mm-hmm. you know, have more ingredients in it. And that's great. And, you know, some and a lot of the meat dishes, they take a lot longer. But because of the, I lost my train of thought for some reason. But because of the andouille's, like, already cooked, or the sausage is pre-cooked, it's easy to just whip up.
Mm-hmm.
So, you, the Phoebe Le Dish was, Phoebe Le Dish was recently featured on the front page of Rachel Ray's Yummo website. Can you talk more about that and how it happened?
Yeah, we were really, really excited about that. Honestly, it's just been sheer determination to get the word out. It's a whole team of unpaid people who, like I said, we're just goo-goo for Vivi's Gaga. I mean, we just absolutely love her. We want to get the word out. We want to help parents. We want to make these experiences fun. We want to make kids excited. So we thought, well, let's start reaching out to chefs like Chef Ileana, and let's ask Kid Chef, let's ask them to donate recipes to our cookbook and see if they will fall in love with this idea and help us spread the message. So our goal, so what we did was, it took us about 6 months before we heard back, but we have probably emailed, we've sent thousands and thousands of emails because that's all we have. We didn't have money. We just have sheer determination, and we just kept bombarding them, and we were told, oh, stop wasting your time. They're never going to give you the time of day, and I'll be darned if we didn't get the time of day from Rachel Ray and Ina Garten and Guy Fieri and yourself. I mean, so we've just been tickled pink. I think everybody's in love with this whole concept, and I guess I would love to see it be like the Sesame Street for, you know, chefs. Let's all work together. Let's get the best and brightest out there getting kids excited about food, because that's how we're going to change the health of the next generation.
Yes, and I was like, what? They were on the Yummo website? Oh, my goodness.
It was so fun, and we got tickled to death. We emailed them, and we emailed them, and we emailed them, and what's funny is they ended up getting back to our original email, and they just told us how much they loved it, and they loved the concept, and we were just absolutely floored. And, I mean, they featured us for a whole month, and you can still find it on the Yummo website. Every month they feature, this is something cool for your audience, every month they feature a something that's cool that will help you educate kids about food. And so we were just tickled pink that we got chosen for a whole month to be featured. So you can also find us there.
That's awesome. Well, grow your giggle. We'll be right back. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and you're listening to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids.
Kids safe, mother approved. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network wherever you go. In addition to listening live, you can check out information about your favorite talk show hosts, discover new talk show personalities, add shows to your list of favorites, and listen to all our show archives on demand. All from your iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market, and get ready to tune in. The Voice America mobile app, powered by Aircast.
Looking for a great sports show from a kid's point of view? Look no further than Speaking of Sports. We've got the stats, scores, and inside news on what's happening all over the sports world. It's all hard-hitting, can't-miss action from your point of view. You'll hear different perspectives, opinions, and predictions from the fans and experts. Tune in to Speaking of Sports every Friday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. Miss just 1 minute of this show and you've missed out.
You're listening to Voice America Kids, now with 33% more active ingredients and no artificial coloring.
This is Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. Be sure to check out Eliana's webpage at kidchefeliana.com or follow her Facebook and Twitter pages by clicking the links on her show page. Now, back to Cool Kids Cook.
Welcome back. Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. I'm Kid Chef Eliana. Let's continue our interview with Jonelle Galuska, the co-founder of Phoebe Le Dish. You have a cool team that assists with Phoebe Le Dish. Can you talk more about them?
Sure. It's a team of women, and then we've got one guy named Jonathan in a web firm, but they're just people that I've worked with or went to school with over the past 25 years that I've just run across, and when I'm talking to them about, hey, what are you doing? They just fell in love with the whole idea and wanted to get on board and help. And so it's just a team of mostly moms. There are some dads on the team that just decided to get together. We've been working on this now for about 2.5 years together. And so we're really excited about the success that we've been having so far.
Wow. Well, it seems like everybody's falling in love with Well, you know, I want to find out more about you personally, Ms. Snell. What is your favorite dish to cook, and what is your favorite dish to eat?
Oh, that is so hard to answer. I'm one of those people, I love everything. I love making everything as long as I have time, and I love, there's hardly anything I won't eat. But I would have to say that my favorite thing to eat is red velvet cake. That's my favorite thing. And you got to make it from scratch. I don't like the box kind. It has to be made from scratch. And I have to have a couple of hours to do it. But it's always a big hit.
But that sounds good. Now I want some. Ooh,
it's a little over 5 ingredients, so you'll have to put it on your website because it won't fit on ours.
But it's good. And, like, red velvet cupcakes, even better with a cream thing. That's the best. Now I want one right now. You're making me hungry. And, you know, like you were saying that it's really hard to pick a favorite. I know how you feel. Like, I'm doing that all the time when people ask me what's my favorite dish to cook or eat. I'm like, I don't know, because I like them all. I love cooking them all and eating them all. Like,
well, isn't that the kind of excitement? That's probably why you do what you do, because you love sharing it. You just love it. That's the same way I feel.
I know, exactly. Can you share with our listeners your funniest or most disastrous food memory?
Oh, that there is a clear memory in my head of me asking my mom how to make chicken and dumplings. And I remember her telling me how to make the dumplings, and I repeated, there's absolutely no way I can mess this up, right? Because she said, this is the easiest recipe you will ever make. It's just nobody can mess this up. Well, I ended up somehow, I don't know if I was not paying attention, if I ran and grabbed the phone, but I accidentally poured too much salt into the dumplings. And so they ended up being forever known as salt block dumplings. And my husband just smiled and ate them anyway and drank lots and lots and lots of water. You just got to have fun with it.
You put a lot of salt. Well, my sister actually did that one time with a birthday cake for my mom, where she put salt instead of sugar. So you have that turned out.
Oh, no.
There's just...
That's hilarious.
So many memories. Like, I could just probably think of all these different memories that I've done, like, where I've, like, exploded a whole chicken. I guess we've done that. Tons of other memories too. Let's talk about unusual foods. What is the most unusual food you've ever eaten? Is there a food you would never eat again?
No, there's no food I would never eat again. I usually will, if somebody is going to prepare it, I will eat it. But, and I always try things, so I'm always open to trying things, but I think the one that I have the hardest time with is whenever I get caviar or fish eggs on my sushi. There's just something about the, I love fish, so I'm just, it's just something about the crunch that I don't know why. I just can't handle it. It feels like I'm eating raw eggshells or something. So that's the one thing that I will eat it, though, if it's in front of me. I don't like to waste it, but... And somebody's been kind enough to prepare it, I will always try it, but not exactly my favorite.
Not a fan of it. I say, no, I see what you're saying. Like, well, you know, I actually like, you know, the fish roe and the caviar and things like that. Like, I just recently went to a restaurant here in New Orleans called Stella, where they had this caviar, but it was so good. Like, it's not fishy and It was like just creamy, like melt in your mouth. Like it's.
See, that's why you always have to keep trying things, right? Even if you think that's why I'll never say I won't eat that again. Try it.
And, you know, it takes. You have to eat something 26 times to say you don't like it. So, you know, if you really don't like it, you have to eat it 26 times. But, there, you know, I always try new things, too. Like you said, you try new things. I do that all the time. I'm like, oh, really? That I was like, oh, swordfish. I'm going to try that. So I tried it, you know. And cabrito, baby goat. And, you know, I'm always trying new things. You know, I try to eat a new food every week, so you know, a new if it's like a new vegetable, a new fruit, anything, I'm always open to new foods.
That is a really great plan, and that's one of the things we recommend for parents. We have a food of the week every week on Vivi, and then you even have, if you have an account, you can go get a food of the week certificate, and then you can reward your little foodie for trying it. It's kind of a fun thing to do.
Oh.
And you can get it for free on our site, so maybe you should try that and start racking up your certificates.
I should. So, when you're not busy with your cooking life, what's your favorite pastime?
Being silly with my kiddos. That's what I love. I have three kids, and it's my favorite thing to do. I mean, I like to work out. I love to write. I'm so crazy about Vivi. She's kind of like my fourth child, so I do a lot of work on her. It's kind of like sneaking it in a lot. But I just absolutely love being silly with my kids, and that's where the whole growing your giggle came from, is every morning when my kids would wake up, I would say, did you grow your giggle today? And that's how that whole concept started, was kind of starting to trick them into trying their vegetables by telling them it would grow their giggle. So that's my favorite thing, and so Vivi lets me combine my favorite things, Vivi and my kids.
Aw, that's awesome. You know, my mom and I were always laughing, and like we're always giggling and just, like, constantly always having so much fun together. We laugh at just about anything. We're always laughing at each other.
And do you find yourself doing it in the kitchen a lot?
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Especially like we're like, oops, oh well. Like laugh it off. It's always funny. And even like my cousin and I, and she's also my best friend, we start to get in a fight, and then like a minute later we're laughing. I'm always laughing with my friends, my family, anybody. Laughing's awesome.
Mm-hmm. And you just happen to get a lot of chances when you're experimenting with food. Just lots of silly things happen.
And especially on my radio show, like today, we've been laughing a lot. Which is awesome. So what advice do you have for kids who have a dream?
You have to go for it. To the moon, that's what I always say. I usually even sign my letters that way, and I try to sneak it into a lot of the books that I've been writing, which is like 26 of them coming out, so I'm excited about that. But it's just about to the moon. Like, you have to try something. That's what makes life worthwhile. It's okay to fail, or is it even a failure if you had fun doing something and you brought something to life? It's like, I just think that as long as you go for what you want, it's always going to be worth the journey. So do it. You just have to do it. Don't believe that you can't.
Right. So, you know, if you have a dream, you're not just going to think, I want to do this, you know, but you're never going to do anything for it. You know, you just kind of sit there. I really want to be a doctor, but, like, you know, you're just kind of sitting there and, you know, playing around. But, you know, you're not actually like, oh, I like, you know, watching things and that. But, you know, you do have to go for it. You know, if you want to do it, you have to do it.
Exactly. And you don't have to wait for somebody else to do it.
Exactly.
That's the most important thing. You have to just start trying. And look at you. You're such a good example of that.
Thank you. Now, lastly, here's a wacky off-the-wall food question I ask all of my show guests. What kind of dish would you create with pickles and peanut butter?
Okay, now that's a tall order. So what I would do is I would stack the pickle, like little pickle slices, and I would put the peanut butter in between them and make a little sandwich stack, and then I would The only thing I could possibly call it would be the Double Dare Double Decker. And just dare you to try it. That's the only thing I could think of to do with that combination. I'm sure you could do better than me.
Well, that's okay, too. Simple is good, too. Sometimes simple is the best.
And fun, right?
It is. Well, thank you so much for being a guest on Cool Kids Cook.
Thank you so much for having us. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. You've shown us that with a little help and a cool website, eating healthy can be fun and delicious. If you want to find out more about Vivi La Dish, visit KidChefEliana.com for all the links. Live your life with zest. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and you're listening to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids.
We don't care how you got here. We're just glad you showed up. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Tune in every Monday for Purple Songs Can Fly. Our program serves as a musical outlet for children being treated at the Texas Children's Cancer and Hematology Centers. These songs are flown all over the world and even into space. Hundreds of songs have been written and recorded and have been part of shuttle missions, airline in-flight playlists, toured with the Rolling Stones, gone undersea and to the top of Mount Everest. Join our hosts for some great music on Purple Songs Can Fly, Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, on Voice America Kids. Looking for a great sports show from a kid's point of view? Look no further than Speaking of Sports. We've got the stats, scores, and inside news on what's happening all over the sports world. It's all hard-hitting, can't-miss action from your point of view. You'll hear different perspectives, opinions, and predictions from the fans and experts. Tune in to Speaking of Sports every Friday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. Miss just 1 minute of this show and you've missed out.
This is Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. Be sure to check out Eliana's webpage at KidChefEliana.com or follow her Facebook and Twitter pages by clicking the links on her show page. Now, back to Cool Kids Cook.
Welcome back. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and it's Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. It's time for a tisket, a tasket, what's inside my basket. Today's secret ingredient is corn. Let's talk about corn. Corn is America's number one field crop. An ear of corn averages 800 kernels in 16 rows. Corn is a major part of many food items like soft drinks, cereals, peanut butter, and packaged snack foods. Think corn syrup. Corn is grown on every continent in the world except Antarctica. The corn cob, or the ear, is actually part of the corn plant's flower. Ethanol is a renewable biofuel made from corn. It is blended into more than 80% of the nation's fuel supply. Next time your family goes to the gas station, look for the sign that says, contains ethanol. Now you know what it is. Here is my recipe for roasted corn. Ingredients: 4 ears of corn, shucked, 2 tablespoons of olive oil, and 1 tablespoon of your favorite seasoning salt. Directions: preheat oven to 400 degrees. Rub olive oil all over corn and coat with seasoning salt. Roast in oven for 30 minutes or until corn begins to brown. Eat as is or cut corn off cobs for salsa, succotash, and salad. It's delicious in the summer. You can find all these recipes on my website, KidChefEliana.com. If you have an ingredient you would like me to talk about, you can email me at Eliana@KidChefEliana.com or on my U.S. toll-free number, 888-721-5915. Leave me your first name, where you're calling from, and your question. Maybe your suggestion will air on a future episode. It's time for Foodie News! I will give you an update on the new food trends, cool cooking info, and the occasional strange food story. Food Network star Guy Fieri is planning a new, not yet named, late-night Las Vegas restaurant. It will serve eclectic foods and have big-picture windows overlooking the Las Vegas Strip. HuffPost Live interviewed Jonathan McGowan from England, who forages his food and eats actual roadkill such as foxes, toad, rabbit, and rat. He says that all mammals are edible and that we should do more conservation by eating what's available around us. Interesting viewpoint. He has a waiting list of people who want to have dinner served by him featuring his most unusual meats. There is a tapas restaurant in New York City called Plan B. They have an unusual menu. They are inspired by the Barcelona and Basque regions of Spain, and they serve, get this, python sausage. How's that for bizarre bites? And that's this week's foodie news. Hey, kid foodies, I'd love to hear from you. Tweet me, I'm at Kid Chef Eliana. Send me your questions and ideas, and we'll connect. I'm also Eliana Cook's fan page on Facebook. On Instagram and Pinterest, I'm Kid Chef Eliana. So, you know where to find me. You're listening to Cool Kids Cook on the Voice America Kids Network. This is Kid Chef Eliana, and it's time for Kitchen Tips and Tools. Today's kitchen tips are all about kitchen organization. My mom and I recently reorganized the kitchen. You can go to my website, kidchefeliana.com, for pictures and ideas. Here are some tips. Under the kitchen cabinet, this place can be dark and wet. Place cleaners in plastic storage containers to catch any drips. Labeled bins. We placed kitchen gadgets and tools in labeled plastic bins. They are now so much easier to find and access. Some of our bins even have handles, so they're easy to pull out of the cabinet. Pantry. Tiered shelves are great for storage and easy access of canned goods. Today's kitchen tool is an herb saver. My mom and I found this product online, and it's great to store fresh herbs, making them last much longer. The container is made of clear plastic that comes apart in the middle. There is a water line that you fill the water to. You place the bunch of herbs inside, and it keeps it fresh for longer than a week. The great thing is that you can also see your herbs, and there is a space to label the container with a non-permanent marker. The herb saver is also a great space saver, giving you back valuable space inside your fridge. We love the product so much that we have three of them in the house. I hope you like my kitchen tips and tools. Here's a recipe for herbed finishing butter. This herbed finishing butter would go well with the roasted corn recipe I gave earlier. Ingredients. 1/2 teaspoon of fresh oregano, 1/4 teaspoon of dill, 1/2 teaspoon of thyme, 1 teaspoon of butter, 1 teaspoon of basil, 1/2 cup of salted butter softened. Directions. Roughly chop all the herbs and mix them into the softened butter. Store in an airtight container in the refrigerator and use for steaks, corn, or your favorite grilled summer veggies. So, this past Friday, I had a pizza fest. My dad and I made homemade pizza because I had a friend over and then we also had company. So we made 6 different pizzas, including a dessert pizza, and it was just so good. And we still had leftovers that we ate the next day for lunch. It was just really delicious. We had a homemade crust that was really thin and delicious, and we even had like the homemade tomato sauce. I make a homemade tomato sauce that my dad uses on all his pizzas and things. And then we put it in airtight plastic containers and store it in the freezer. And so whenever he makes pizzas or anything else, we're just like, oh, look, we have some homemade pizza sauce. Pull it out of the freezer and warm it up in the microwave to let it thaw out and stuff. And that was really delicious. And I was getting so full. Everyone was like, this is so good. I'm so full. And then we had the salad. And then after the pizza fest part, my dad made his homemade New York cheesecake ice cream. New York cheesecake ice cream is to die for. He served that with the dessert pizza, which had like dulce de leche and marshmallows and chocolate chips. It was just really good. We were just so full. We were like, oh, we can't even eat anymore. I had like one slice of each pizza, and then I was like, okay, no more. That is it. And then on Saturday, the next day after that, I had a book signing at Barnes & Noble Metairie, and my mom and I were actually the authors at the books for the thing. It was they called it a Monster High summer camp. It was like this whole Monster High event that they were doing, and they had like face paint, and everybody was like coming dressed up, and they were wrapping themselves in toilet paper to look like monsters. and they had like all these kinds of crafts that the kids could do, and it was just really fun. And so they put us at the front of the Monster High event, and so we would sell our books there. So we were actually the featured authors and the featured story time at the event. So that was really cool. So my mom went up and told a story, one of her books, and then I went up and talked a little bit about my cookbook and myself. And then after that, everybody was like, oh, we love this. And it was just really wonderful. And they had lots of people there for the event. So that was really great. And I, like, in my head, I was like, if I came here as a regular kid and I wasn't in my chef uniform, I would totally get a face paint and like get stitches on my face painted and stuff like that. It was so cool. I was like, man, I wish I could do that right now. But you know, people would probably freak out and be like, why would you have stitches on your face painted stitches on your face? You know, I think that'd be pretty weird, but I would really want to do that. And then also at the barn, and then after that, we just like kind of walked around at the event and said hi to everybody. But it was a wonderful event. It was just really great. And after the Barnes & Noble Metairie event, I had a swimming party with my friends. So that was really fun. So I was like, okay, we gotta hurry up because I want to go to this party. So that was really fun. So I had a great weekend. It was packed. It was jam-packed weekend, but it was really fun. Grab a bunch of fresh herbs while we head to a short break. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and you're listening to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids.
We didn't invent Kid Talk, we perfected it, and at a very young age. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Has your role model let you down? Every day it seems we turn on the news or read online that today's entertainment and sports stars have gotten out of hand again. Drugs, theft, drunk driving, and other actions of disorderly conduct are what some so-called role models are all about. Not here. Tune in to Runway Role Models and find out about some positive people who are making a difference now and paving the way for the future generation, our generation. Tune in to Runway Role Models every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids. Have you heard your 15 minutes of fame? How about four times that every single week? It's the Fame Game. Listen as Maddie Rose, who is up and coming in the world of fame, brings you fame from all walks of life. You'll hear from doctors, teachers, mentors, life heroes, as well as those in the fields of acting, movies, music, and more. Who knows? You might be the next one Maddie Rose talks to on the air. Listen for the Fame Game every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids Channel.
The longer you listen, the later it gets. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
This is Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. Be sure to check out Eliana's webpage at kidchefeliana.com or follow her Facebook and Twitter pages by clicking the links on her show page. Now, back to Cool Kids Cook.
Welcome back to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and it's time for Spice Detective. Today, we're investigating yeast. Yeast is a living microscopic organism that converts sugar and starch into alcohol and carbon dioxide. Baker's yeast is used for leavening while cooking. Baker's yeast is either active dry yeast or compressed fresh yeast. Brewer's yeast is a non-leavening yeast used in brewing. Brewer's yeast has a bitter flavor to it. Nutritional yeast is like brewer's yeast, but is not as bitter. Here is a recipe for my abuela's coconut bread. My abuela is from Honduras, and this is an island recipe that she recently gave to me. Ingredients: 12 cups of all-purpose flour, 2 packages of quick-rising yeast, 1/2 a cup of coconut oil, 3/4 a cup of sugar, 1 tablespoon of salt, and 1 14-ounce can plus 3 cups of coconut milk. Directions: in a medium saucepan over medium-low heat, mix coconut milk. In a large bowl, mix flour, yeast, oil, sugar, and salt. Gradually add coconut milk. Add more coconut milk if needed. Knead dough. Place it in a greased bread pan and cover with a damp cloth. Proof dough. It should double in size. Preheat oven to 350 degrees. Rub a little butter on top of the bread. Bake for 30 minutes or until golden brown. Make 6 loaves and 6 round buns. It's snacktivity time. Here, I give you fun, easy breezy snack ideas. Today's snacktivity is berry creamsicle. This is a great summer treat. Take it on a picnic to cool you off. Ingredients: 2 cups of blueberries, 1 cup of raspberries, 1 cup of water, 1/2 a cup of sugar, and 1/2 a cup of heavy cream. Directions: blend all ingredients and strain. Pour into popsicle molds. Freeze for 3 hours. Makes 6. Hey, young chefs, you're listening to the Voice America Kids Network. This is Kid Chef Eliana, and it's time for Creative Cuisine. Here is a recipe for my Nana's brisket. My Nana invited my family and I over for Sunday dinner. She made her famous brisket that everyone loves. So I just had to share her recipe. Ingredients: 7 to 10 pounds of brisket, 2 packs of Lipton beefy onion soup mix, 2 tablespoons of adobo seasoning divided, 2 tablespoons of Greek seasoning divided, and 1 teaspoon of pepper divided. Directions: preheat oven to 275 degrees. Trim the fat off the brisket. Lay a big piece of foil on the counter and sprinkle 1 package of soup mix and 1/2 of the seasonings. Place the brisket on top of seasonings and sprinkle on the rest of the seasonings. Seal the foil tightly and put it in a deep casserole pan or cookie sheet. Place the brisket in the oven and bake for 8 hours. Here's another creative cuisine idea. Here's my recipe for Father's Day French toast. Father's Day is coming up. Make this for your dad as breakfast in bed. I'm sure he'll love it. Ingredients: 1 loaf of French bread, 3 eggs, 1/4 of a cup of milk, 1 teaspoon of vanilla, 1 teaspoon of cinnamon, 1 tablespoon of sugar, 1 can of sweetened condensed milk, and 1/2 a cup of butter. Directions: in a mixing bowl, beat eggs, milk, vanilla, cinnamon, and sugar. Heat large skillet and melt butter inside. Coat slices of French bread with egg mixture. Cook in skillet until both sides are crisp and golden brown. Serve drizzled with sweetened condensed milk. Hey, young chefs, it's time for cooking crafts. Here's a fun kitchen-related craft. Today's cooking craft is how to make homemade oatmeal bath. This is a great way to relax at the end of the day. Supplies: 1 12-inch by 12-inch square of cheesecloth, 6 inches of twine, 1 cup of plain unflavored oatmeal, 1/2 a cup of Epsom salts, 1/2 a cup of Vaseline moisturizing bath beads, and 1 cup of milk, optional. Instructions: Step 1. In a medium bowl, mix oatmeal, Epsom salts, and bath beads. Step 2. Place mixture in the middle of cheesecloth. Step 3. Pull up sides of cheesecloth and tie with twine. Step 4. Place in a hot bath. Pour milk directly into water. Step 5. Enjoy! The instructions along with photos are on my website for this week's episode on KidChefEliana.com. Don't forget to connect with me on Twitter and Facebook. I'm at KidChefEliana on Twitter and Eliana Cooks fan page on Facebook. Be sure to hit that like button. I like you, and I hope you like me too. If you're listening to the show on iTunes, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review the show. The more reviews we get, the more young chefs we can reach. This past 3 days, my mom and I and my cousins, my whole family, have been redoing my cousin's room. So they had this really cute girly room, and it was kind of cluttery and messy, not really organized, and they were all tweens or teens, so we were kind of trying to transition their room. So we did a complete makeover on the room, and it's so cute, and I'll have to post some pictures on my blog, and I will actually post pictures on my blog and the before and after pictures and everything we did, because you just have to see it. It's amazing. Before and after. It was actually pretty crazy. We used like a dozen construction trash bags that are like really huge, and like you have to have like two people to carry the trash bags. So that was just the donate bags, like a dozen. And now, you know, not even to mention the trash part. You know, they had like, do you use this? No, throw it away, donate it, whatever. It was pretty crazy. And then like we got a whole new like closet system for them, and we like organized everything. Like, you can only have this amount of shirts, and we have this whole system, one in, one out. So if my Nana buys you a new shirt, or you have a new shirt, then you can't add that. You have to add it, and then if you like it, and then take something out. Like, you can only have 14 shirts, 5 dresses, you know, this amount. And then they have, we bought these like new bookcases, and then we stacked them, like the little ones, we stacked them on top. So we have, and then we have these little foldable bins, and then we even labeled them with clothespins that we hot glued an index card to. That was, we cut index cards and hot glued it to the clothespin, and clipped the clothespin to the bins, and everything is labeled. So we have, it was 3 girls in one room, and they have 2 bunk beds. So, because sometimes I sleep over there, so they have 2 bunk beds. But we even changed like the whole layout of the room, and even though, you know, it's the same amount of square footage, it just feels bigger. Like, you have so much more space and room, and it looks so much better when it's all organized and everything has a place and everything's in its place. So, you know, a place for everything and everything in its place. You know, it's just wonderful. And you know, we even you know, repainted the room. They had like blue and lime green, but then the color of the pink, we did hot pink and lime green, but it was like jasmine green and cabaret pink or something like that. And then it was like a half and half, so we had the top half of the room was the lime green, and then the bottom half was the hot, and it was so cute. And then we even my mom, she has asthma, so she can't paint the room. So all the kids, all the girls, we painted the room. And we painted all the green part. And it was actually really fun. Except, you know, we kind of got paint, like, all over ourselves, you know, on our legs, our arms. I still have some of my hair. But we still had a lot of fun. And, you know, they promised to keep their room like that. And I'm sure that they will, because they can't get over how much stuff, everything was labeled and everything, how much stuff came out of their room. And they were like, that was all in our room? Oh my gosh. And so they're pretty excited and hyped about it. So, and soon we're actually redoing my room. I cannot wait. And hopefully my room will look very neat and organized, even though it already is. You know, I still, you know, I want something new. But that was awesome, and so I have been very busy, but you know, I loved it. That's all for this week. I leave you with this quote from Anonymous. One of the most important keys to success is having the discipline to do what you know you should do, even when you don't feel like doing it. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm Kid Chef Eliana with Cool Kids Cook. This show is produced by KidStar on Voice America Kids. Bon appetit. I'll see you next week.
It's time to turn off the oven and close the refrigerator for this week. But be sure to join Kid Chef Eliana for another edition of Cool Kids Cook next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time and 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. Have a delicious week and keep cooking.
You're listening to Voice America Kids, now with 33% more active ingredients and no artificial coloring.
The longer you listen, the later it gets. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post on our wall your thoughts about our shows and network. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
You're listening to Voice America Kids, now with 33% more active ingredients and no artificial coloring.
Has your role model let you down? Every day, it seems we turn on the news or read online that today's entertainment and sports stars have gotten out of hand again. Drugs, theft, drunk driving, and other actions of disorderly conduct are what some so-called role models are all about. Not here. Tune in to Runway Role Models and find out about some positive people who are making a difference now and paving the way for the future generation, our generation. Tune in to Runway Role Models every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids.
We don't care how you got here. We're just glad you showed up. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Looking for a great sports show from a kid's point of view? Look no further than Speaking of Sports. We've got the stats, scores, and inside news on what's happening all over the sports world. It's all hard-hitting, can't-miss action from your point of view. You'll hear different perspectives, opinions, and predictions from the fans and experts. Tune in to Speaking of Sports every Friday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. Miss just 1 minute of this show and you've missed out.
Kids safe, mother approved. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Have you heard your 15 minutes of fame? How about four times that every single week? It's the Fame Game. Listen as Maddie Rose, who is up and coming in the world of fame, brings you fame from all walks of life. You'll hear from doctors, teachers, mentors, life heroes, as well as those in the fields of acting, movies, music, and more. Who knows? You might be the next one Maddie Rose talks to on the air. Listen for the Fame Game every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids Channel.
Tune in every Monday for Purple Songs Can Fly. Our program serves as a musical outlet for children being treated at the Texas Children's Cancer and Hematology Centers. These songs are flown all over the world and even into space. Hundreds of songs have been written and recorded and have been part of shuttle missions, airline in-flight playlists, toured with the Rolling Stones, gone undersea and to the top of Mount Everest. Join our hosts for some great music on Purple Songs Can Fly, Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on Voice America Kids.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network wherever you go. In addition to listening live, you can check out information about your favorite talk show hosts, discover new talk show personalities, add shows to your list of favorites, and listen to all our show archives on demand. All from your iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market, and get ready to tune in. The Voice America mobile app, powered by Aircast.
The longer you listen, the later it gets. You're listening to Voice America Kids.